that was disturbed, that I need to confirm. Are they still lying to me? He needed to go to Egypt. Because they showed the man an evidence. And the man was not smart enough. But because the man saw that clothes, he didn't confirm. At times, before he started crying, I said, for you to confirm. Are you with me? But because of that cloth, see, and the man began to fall sick. He was on sickbed for so many years. After he got to that, Joseph was not dead again. The man woke up again. And he began to move down to Egypt. And on seeing Joseph, the Bible says, instantly, after 13 years, as you are, if you are crying to a fire last 1 million, homage, something will change in you. Hallelujah. So when this man who has been in a position of sorrow for so many years got the good news that his beloved son was still alive, and the man was doing well, he was no longer a son, he now become a prime minister. The man was happy. He went to Egypt, and after a while, there was a problem again. But after 430 years, the Bible says, when they cross over from the Red Sea, something happened again. Are you with me? Oh, she didn't go to Mania, you never come out of Japan or where? But yeah, move on, colony, or possible. The Bible told us a particular woman in the book of John 5. Thought in your commentary, the woman was married to 5 husbands in the past, and they told her that Iliokoto Wakin she late here. That means the woman is going to the 7th world. Onyo, Onfail, Onyo, Onjabolowe, Bokwokoto, Niamboto da. Today, Shoma Shami, Bokwokoto, Niambo. They will comfort you, but they can't do anything about it. I pray for you. Today, it expires in the name of Jesus. I said it expires in the name of Jesus. So, immediately in the book of Exodus 15, when they cross, 15:20, the Bible says, listen to this, Moses was a stammerer. But he can sing when our celebration. Nick by me, when celebration comes, ability comes. Hallelujah. When celebration comes, ability will come. Moses, by birth, was a stammer. But when they crossed the Red Sea, the Bible said this man was not a choir master. He never went to music school, but he was able to compose. He composed a song. He was leading about 6 million people, and they can sing at the same time. No keyboard in the wilderness. He was conducting. The Bible even told us about a particular lady again. They call her the Miriam. The Bible said they call her prophetess that same day. She got, hold on, madam. Miriam was never a prophetess. She was never. These are things that celebration can bring into your journey, into your life. Miriam, she was the one that found Moses by the water that went to go and call the daughter of Pharaoh. She wasn't a prophetess. She was a prophetess in the wilderness. But when they crossed over, the Bible told us she had tambourine with her. That means she was prepared for celebration. Are you with me? So every one of us, we should prepare for celebration. Be expecting. Hallelujah. Shout a big hallelujah. Do you know why marriage failed? We prepare for a day program. Maybe you want to wed by March 25. Or join the So they will prepare for that day. They will not prepare for the life they will spend with that man or the woman. Are you with me? Go back, but they will never bother to prepare on the other life after that day. So prepare for celebration. Hallelujah. Every Christian, every member of the church, there is a need for you to prepare and be living like somebody wants to celebrate. There are times, it may not appear that it will be celebrated, but listen to this. When God speaks, nothing can change it. See, all of us are on the fire in you. Only, in fact, only when you were here, or come out, go job, somebody argue, we go possible. We be all of the sheep here, see, only go possible. Now, we are not walking by sense, we are walking by faith. There are some things that will not make sense, and the Lord will say to you, but they make faith. Once God declared that year, everything that will make nothing to be in alignment, all of them are shared, one of them are shared. So you have a duty to prepare for celebration. So check your last year. Who are the people you work with that didn't allow you to celebrate? If somebody is not adding value to you, there's a need for you to step ahead. Association. Hallelujah. There's a need for you to check your life. If you are working with somebody and the person is not adding value to you, you are permitted to stay away from that person. Hallelujah. Immediately, they began to celebrate. When they were in Egypt, there was no celebration. But the Lord told them overnight that you are going to celebrate. And that thing that the Lord told them did not fail. Oh, possible, God, he has started the last year. Go fail, Lord, year. It is possible. There are prophecies from God, from prophets in the year 2021. But they did not come to pass. All prophecy concerning you in this year, they will not fail, they will not fall in the name of Jesus. I said they will not fail, they will not fall in the name of Jesus. Immediately, there was a baptism for them. And it only one, Tony, I Exodus 15. Give out, go to the man, what in us, Emima Leon, Moma Power, Moma Deku, Deku Femi Long. The man was willing to celebrate over them. Nigba me, you only manage the Moma Dick, but Moma Messi. The man was having a thought, Enio, only one, come up morning along, and it was God that told them to leave Egypt. So he in his mind was nursing how to deal with them. How to humble them, how to kill them, how to disgrace them. But he has a plan for them, but there is a master plan from God for them. There is a what? There is a master plan. Plan in your wa, plan your tower, plan your long wa. The plan of fail for them was to hold them. From so far, hallelujah. So, nigba mi ole ma yo no nbe sugbani to ni eni ona wa nbe. Are you with me? Prepare to do the impossible this year. There are times God will ask you to go, and with your sense, it will be as if there is no road here. Ola ni kuma lo kuma gba be lo, but on their own ko si ona nbe o kan fa o bale pe mo ma mu omo be. It was nothing. While he began to pursue them, the Bible says God told Moses, go knock by so you me. Push it knock by o kunye kwisi meji. Oh ti wa no no waselet yo fweni ya yo. Bo bat no wasin yo do ye, they will give you joy in the name of Jesus. I said they will give you joy in the name of Jesus. Now, this is where I'm going. And I want everybody to listen because this message is in series. Belongo ti Moses e fun Israeli. They did not celebrate this man. Hallelujah. They were the brain behind him not getting to the promised land. So, if you are talking about celebration, there is a need for you to celebrate people who has been of help to you in the past. Somebody who gave you a platform. When an environment people are on, it was Moses that risked his life. Last time, you made into it. The family suffered. Moses' family suffered because of Israelites. And he didn't go to the promised land because of them. And they never celebrate him. Ask people, that one you want to take in share joy in your lawa. It was when they would die that they would celebrate them. But he is the best. Not lie. Because he be a letter, I want big, but I want big, okay, let's go. Are you with me? Environment, that one you want to. If you die today, they will get your condolence and they will write 5 things about you. You are a goner then. But when you are alive, they will not write, they will not say anything good about you. Why are we like that? What kind of person are we? If somebody is in, as a governor now, coach, they won't do anything until the person died. People that are supposed to support him, they will not go to that party. One masho, one no. Some people even make promises for this other way. In God, the Bible, they say, he's a lie. So, there is a need for us as individuals to celebrate ourselves. If somebody is doing good in the church, in your family, at work, nigba to wa laye celebrate eni e. Ma de ko nigba to ba wa ni dubula isan, abi to ba kuko wa gbe nkan tun. Nigba to ye ko gba oyin fun ise to se, do that for him. When Moses died, they were now mourning him for 30 days. No encouragement for one day. Can you imagine? Israeli, one show for Moses for 30 days. You want to go to war, like, no single well done, good job for them. Complain. This man, they were the one complaining. You should see Moses and people alone. They were the one that provoked him. There was a particular day God wanted to kill all of them. He lied down on the mountain. Lord, you okay? Go not home, be alone, Lord, you want. With all he did, there is a need for us. If somebody has added value to your life, celebrate that person. When that thing is laid in your mind, don't wait till that person dies. Oh, then he has value your life. Another thing. Nobody has power over tomorrow. You don't have power over tomorrow. So as you are talking about celebration, there is a need for us to watch out. If it's only laid in your mind, you come one day. Have you checked on that person? The job you are doing, the mind you have today, somebody did something for you. I'm answer back going to that time when you say, but I'm at the one. We need to be careful. Because if you don't celebrate, you will not, the same thing will not be done to you. So as we are going, as we're talking about year of celebration, somebody has given you reason to be where you are today. There's a need for you to check on them. Don't wait till they die. Even when that person has not done too many for you. Look at the good things he has done for you. If he has not done it for you, he may not be where you are today. There is a need for you to do that. Celebrate. The number two thing you need to do is celebrate Christ daily. Hallelujah. Oh, the son of God, the son of Jesus. You know, celebration is in two dimensions. When we get to heaven, there is another celebration again. According to him, we are all over Padama for Tiare Konimo. Lati pade olugbala Jesu Christi. So the like kind of life you are living here, second lesson wa pe oni awon eniyan yi fi enu won bu ola fun Olorun sugbon okan won jina si Olorun. So if your mind is far away from God, you may be permitted to celebrate here, but in heaven you will be part of us. So as you are living your life this year, be conscious of the fact we gba die loni. Second, if you die today, will you be allowed to celebrate upstairs? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shout a big hallelujah. Hallelujah. A big hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said number one, celebrate people who has given you a platform to get to where you are. Number two, let your life celebrate Christ daily. Ma fi ogo fun Jesu pelu igbesi aye to ba ngbe lojojumo. So it is not an answer for someone to go out and knock. Iku kuku lo le pa eniyan. Sugbere to ku fun lo mata. Are you with me? Anybody can die by any means. There are pastors who die in plane crash. Only minister alone. Selene and want to kufun or Christi. I want to believe. And you alone, in only join your own konimini. Because I go here konimini alone. So your flesh is not important to God, but your soul is what God is talking about. So when somebody died mysteriously konimini, ibiti or kwen lo, no spada. So the kind of life you live per day, check what you how you run it last year. Check it this year. Be conscious. Be any kind of man, be any Jesus Christ. Odie that to do. Kiye si, oh, what? Any go more, le celebrate here now, ko possible. Jesus God, in your tone, in the church, you go le celebrate here, ko possible. Oh, le baso, go go. Hallelujah. Jesus, your diamond. There are people in this world that if they don't, if you call them, they won't pick your call because they don't have your number. So when you call God, if he doesn't have your number, he will not pick your call. Hallelujah. He can even buy your call. Because many of us had number when they told the number on the phone. Hello, be number, first line, number, governor, any old number. There are many of us who have God's contact, but this God doesn't have a contact. So the kind of life you live per day, check your life. Celebration is not about eating alone. No, check, celebrate revelation. Hallelujah. There is a need for us to celebrate the revelation. Nigba me, along the swan one, call to my neck, avoid that shit. There are revelation in the mind of God for you per day. And that's why there is a need for us to be independent of people. Don't turn people to your God. Ọlọ́run fẹ́ bá ẹ sọ̀rọ̀ lọ́dún yìí. Are you ready to lis ten? One of the things to appreciate when God speaks to you, táwọn kan ò lórí ọ̀fẹ́ àti ní celebrated revelation. Hallelujah. God will always speak to you ahead. And that's what Moses enjoyed in his lifetime. He was able to hear what they could not hear. First lesson, so far, he was showing us about unbelievers that were constantly against God. The second one told us about the Pharisees who were bothered about tradition. They were not bothered about Christ himself. Jesus Tony Ayanika, what they don't know him. But they are talking about tradition. Power culture one for what? Only meaning. You can eat anything. But the power of thought, what you do with your mind matters. So if somebody wants to celebrate and his heart is defiled, you cannot celebrate. You can't get it. Our inbox says, F you are mimo ati fe si oba wa kini arinode. So if your mind is not in tune with the man that wants to give celebration, nothing for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shout a big hallelujah. I said number one, celebrate people who have given you platform. Number two, celebrate Christ daily in your life. Number three, a big hallelujah. A big hallelujah. There is a need for you to celebrate what God is going to do. Ohun ti Olorun fe se fun wa. Bi aye bo se ni pa bo se dun. As good as celebration is, we should be careful. We should be what? We should be careful. There are many people in the scriptures who got it wrong with God while they were celebrating. The Bible talks about Nebuchadnezzar. The man was rejoicing and he hit God and his kingdom was torn into pieces. Nebuchadnezzar, he was so happy, he was carried away. The Bible says, Omu onto ya komu onto jeti olorun omu cup olorun o de best thing from wine. He was carried away. Bible pe ni logon o wo de pe many take person bi olorun ti shiro ijoba e o ti pari e olorun fa ijoba e because he celebrate in the wrong dimension. So as good as celebration is, we should be guided. Hallelujah. Iwo ti o bi a o ni owo tele won fe se birthday. As you go, oh yeah, go lock club, let's be there. When there was no money, you know how to celebrate. You know how you do it. You do it in the confines of the law. Madeki ayeko komu eko ba olorun abi komu eko lu olorun. There are things that you don't do before. Don't say because you are now better off, things have changed. You want to celebrate. You celebrate against the doctrine, against the word of God. You are going down back again. Hallelujah. Hezekiah was doing fine. And he wanted to show off what God has done for him. And he showed off to the Gentiles. And the Lord was angry with him. Hezekiah, instantly, the Lord's judgment appeared over his life. And he became a former champion. They told him, wait, I'm a Babylonian. They are coming to your house. They will pick you up. And that, it was because they celebrate in the wrong dimension. They celebrate what? In a wrong dimension. There are people who have money. Ask them what happened to them. Ask them. When you abuse what God has given you, God will abuse you back. Hallelujah. Shout a big hallelujah. It is possible that you are looking unto God for a celebration on any areas of your life. There is nothing that God cannot do. They told Sarah that by this time next year, something will happen. The woman laughed because she could not believe it. But that thing did not fail. There are things you may want God to do, but you know that by common sense, they are not possible. But Bible says, with God, all things are what? They are possible. Maybe you have celebrated academics in the past and you are looking unto God for more celebration. God can get it done for you. Hallelujah. This year, the Lord will give you cause to celebrate in the name of Jesus. I say it, everybody do for the fruit of the womb. I want to celebrate over it. Hallelujah. That is the mind of God for you. Pe awa yo ma kon ajo igbala ati ni okolo wa ni awo fi opa agun wa sole. Hallelujah. Shout a big hallelujah. There are things that God can do, and there are things that he has given permission for men to do. Just like I was saying, there's a need for us to prepare for celebration and prepare that this thing that God has said concerning you, that thing will not fail. Koli faili. Hallelujah. That thing will not what? It will not fail. So if you are knocking a door for celebration and the door has not opened, behold, the master key is here for you. Hallelujah. I said the first time, there's a need for you. Don't underrate anybody. Any environment, any opportunity, anything that God has laid in somebody's hand, don't underrate it. The second one, choose who to work with. Hallelujah. Choose who to do what? Who to work with in this year. You are to my apparent, you are doing number three. Shout a big hallelujah. A big hallelujah. Celebration should be defined. You should what? Define it so that you will not get into the wrong book of God. Define it. Shall I hear that? There are things that we call celebration that even to God they are not celebration. Hallelujah. I won't call that my opinion yet. You alone opinion yet. There are things that are ephemeral, that are temporary. Talk me. I won't call that some fire. Some people, if he get a new phone today, he will think that he has done a good job. But your name is written down in heaven. Hallelujah. And that is the height of celebration. That during the second coming of this God, Jesus Christ, are we going to reign with him? That's the most important thing. They call it divine celebration. But if Christ come today, will he celebrate with you? That's just it. Are we going to celebrate with Jesus Christ during the second coming? Is a food for thought. Check yourself. No matter how you celebrate in this world today, it is fine. But koni ni meaning to ba lori ofe lati ba se ajoyo ni padabo elekeji. Let us be on our feet. Everybody be on your feet. We are talking about celebration. The Lord told Abraham to wait upon him for 25 years. And the man began to wait. But he made a mistake. That what God has told him that God will not do it. He thought there are times that God will deliberately delay what he wants to do for you. Wait for him. The Lord told Abraham, I'm going to give you a son. But that was not the mind of God for him. So when God told you anything, learn to wait. Don't be carried away. Only shit I want to let me charge you a commit your own niche. On Boboto da taught in 2021, TOT was so doing. In this year, they will come your way in the name of Jesus. Mosonio Colonel Lai. Every good thing that you have longed for. Only to call it. Only to bow along, sir. But that thing has not come to pass. I pray for you with your loudest amen. All that you have mentioned to God that have not come to pass in this year, they will not fail in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Open your mouth and pray. See the way you are praying. You can do better.
Jesu Oluwawa.
Israel were in slavery for 430 years. And they have no reason to celebrate. They have no reason. On a particular day, on to do obi alagba ninu ona won Olorun se mo se fun won gbogbo ene to ntako aye ninu irin ajo re gbogbo ohun to ntako pe ko to si e ma se fun e ma gba laaye mo wi ni o ko Olorun alaye gbogbo owa ati ohun to ntako aye ninu irin ajo re lodun yi with your loudest amen Oluwa ran won Olorun ni oruko Jesu. Mo so ni elekeji. As strong as Pharaoh was, he was not strong and mighty. Bibeli pe Olorun ni Olorun wa le o je ni agbara ni ogun. Pharaoh has what it takes to kill them, but God has what it takes to deliver them. He delivered them. O gba wa lowo awon ota won. Olorun so Pharaoh di alai lagbara lori aye Israeli after 430 years. They were in slavery. O lo won bo se hun, sugbon ni ojo kan Oluwa dide nitori oro won to Israeli gbogbo okan to ri ami se. In this year the Lord will rise for you in the name of Jesus. Oluwa mi yo dide ninu ogo re
amunu do ayiba mi pada sirere. Awo mi lewu o abo aso ego kuro kiya kiya
Oluwa mi yo dide nitori temi o
Oluwa dide fun Israeli. They were not trained warriors. They didn't prepare to sing, but Lord God ti won so that is odakeji won be sin Olorun gbogbo apa bi to ri fe yin Olorun ti ota ni o le yin Olorun. Celebration simply means your life praising God per time. Ki aye eniyan ko ma fi ogo fun Olorun. Aye to je gbese ko fi ogo fun Olorun. Aye to wa nu isoro ko fi ogo fun Olorun. Mo so ni o ko Olorun alaye, what will happen to you this year that will give you cause to testify to the goodness of God, the Lord will begin it in your life in the name of Jesus.
Tigi tope to ni kerin ma wodo lerin yo se mose laye o mira deyin leyin Jesus baba ye ba gbogunde won to baba lo marin ma yan bi oba. Deni yon dite, ma sare pe Jesu, ma rima yon bi yoba. Ti, toni ke rima wodo, le ryo she moshe, la yo, mera deyi,
as we are preparing to celebrate in this year, bogbagba ti mpale mo la te pale di mo. Every power preparing to shock you and to shut you up with your loudest amen, the sword of the Lord will destroy them in the name of Jesus. But in palemo lati yo lori omo e but in palemo lati yo lori oko e. On a single day Job so nkan meru nu o so omo nu o so ise nu o so alafia nu. On a single day o wa pe Oluwa fi fun ni Oluwa gba. But that jojumo. So there are things that Satan will take from you, they are not from God. Eshuman gba nkan lowo eniyan ti Olorun o mo npa e. Mo so ni o ko Olorun alaye, gbogbo agbara ti npale mo lati baye re je ni odun yi, so ma shami ida ma ba won loruko Jesu. There are people that are always willing to spoil your joy. Ti won lati ba yo eniyan je nigba to njiya, they will not come on board. But when things begin to fall in place, they will begin to wage war against you. Mo so jade gbogbo agba ti npale mo lati ba yo eje lori omo lori aya lori ise lori igbeyawo. I decree in the name that is above every other name, such power I come against them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So fun ba won ba ni elekeji ba aye laaye ninu aye mi lodun yi. Hallelujah. Ki mo pe ba aye laaye ninu aye mi lodun yi o ya so di adua. Open your mouth. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Esther was an ordinary woman, a slave in Persia. But when heavens opened upon her head, she became a queen without knowing anybody. She didn't buy by way through. And she became a celebrity on a particular day. No helper, but God came to her, came through her, and came for her, and she became a celebrity. Mobe fun lowo ojojumo, mobe fun lowo sese, mobe fun lowo ososhu. Ta mu ko ni erin ni odun yi, Bible pe ki o fi fun age bi tinu wa, ko si gbogbo imo e wa se, mo so ni o ko Olorun, iran lowo to ni lodun yi. With your louder amen, it will come your way in the name of Jesus. There are things you will get in this country because you know man. We don't need to know man, we know God. The Bible says those who know their God shall be strong and they will perform exploits. Where men have disappointed you, where they have abandoned you, where they have denied you, I pray for you. Mercy of the Lord will connect you in the name of Jesus. Mercies will connect you in the name of Jesus. Mercies will connect you in the name of Jesus. Where they've shot you down. Ni biti won ti fi ore de ba ti eje. Ta le nson pa e gan. Ta le nson pa e. Ko mo se. Ki lo wa like o fine. Where people have used their mouth to condemn you. Ni bi ti won ti fi awon da e duro si. Awon ti won ba ju to buje lodo baba e na ni won lo royin e pada. Awon to lo ti ku, they went to the man and told him Joseph is not dead again. Where people have condemned you, mercy will commend you in the name of Jesus. I say the second time, where people have condemned you with their tongue, with their mouth, where they have condemned you, you can't do it. Konimo, komoshe. Allah to le share you law. I pray for you. The mercies of the Lord that will commend you before man and God, it will come your way in the name of Jesus. Dioju and ibitowa. Ma ba Olorun so. Onore ni kon ko mo. Awa ma wi ni. So fun oba won ba. Di de fun mi ni gbogbo ona lodun yi ma ba Olorun so ni idakeje. Ma ba Olorun so di de fun mi ni gbogbo ona. Di de fun mi. Ba Olorun so.
Ki o to de.
Ijota yi. Ma ba olonso 1 minute more to pray.
Yo 30 more seconds
to pray.
A o segun a o kori bi mo se
10 more seconds to pray. Bibeli pe ni to to gbogbo oba ni yo wo le ni waju re. Gbogbo awon orilede ni yo si ma sin tori ti yo gba talaka nigba ti o ba nke talaka pelu eni ti ko ni olumo lowo ohun o da talaka ti alaini si yo si gba awon omo alaini la yo ra okan won pada lowo etan ati iwa agbara oni iye biye si ni eje won ni oju re. 5 more seconds to pray. The Bible says precious shall be his blood in his sight. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Nobody told the people of Jerusalem ki won ku aso won sile lati celebrate Jesus. Nobody told them. On their own, they were shouting Hosanna to the Son of David. They celebrate him before he died. Gbogbo aye ti o pada nu 2021. Bible npe okan ni akoko. The celebration that you escape, you elude in 2021, in a gangster in this year, they will fall to place in the name of Jesus. I want you ma did any to your people that will fight your cause, people that will stand up for you, but we don't know him, but Lord has laid it in my mind to help you. People that will stand up for you in your journey, people that will recommend you, people that will dare their life for you to get to where we are going this year. The Lord will raise them for you in the name of Jesus. Apa abi to tin reti owo Olorun lodun yi fun ayipada. Apa abi to tin reti owo Olorun fun atunto. Apa abi to tin reti e fun atunse. Mo fe ko gbo dada. Apa abi to tin reti owo Olorun fun ayipada. Apa abi to tin reti owo e fun atunse. Apa abi to tin reti e fun atunto eden tun so ni eleketa yi apa abi to tin reti owo Olorun fun ayipada apa abi to tin reti owo e fun atunse apa abi to tin reti owo e fun atunto boya atunto aye boya atunto ise boya atunto ayanmo mo bibeli pe Olorun ni amo koko mo so ni oruko Olorun the hand of the Lord will came mightily upon your life in the name of Jesus. Apa abi ta ti towo bo ninu ayanmu e apa abi ti won ti ti owo bo apa abi ti won ti ti owo bo to je ko dabi eli ti o mo se mo to ti di former champion pe nigba kan o le se sugbon nisi ko le se mo mo so apa abi ti eniyan ti ti owo bo o ma n towo bo aye eniyan o ma n towo bo ise eniyan o ma n towo bo irin ajo eniyan de pe eni a di alai mo se apa abi ti ota di so e di alai mo se go and get it done in the name of Jesus.
Kawa le mu ohun ere lo
si
le wa Quis ala shela yelaru shami sifu gbogbo kan to ri ami nla meje se where you supposed to get a plus last year and did not applaud you apa bi to ye ko ti gba oyin lodo olohun ati lodo eniyan apa bi to ye ko ti gba oyin lodo olohun ni odun to koja lodo eniyan sugbon ti ko wa si imuse with your seven louder amen you will got it in a double dimension in the name of Jesus
amen 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 amen
eje ki a lo lori ekun wa Jehovah Jesus Christi Michael Memo ati gbo oro re loruko Jesu ateni to so ati awa ti a gbo ni apapo ka wa ye ni joba re Jesus Christ Oluwa wa.